You are listening to the Courtship Code podcast, where we use a combination of psychology, spirituality, and matchmaking industry techniques to help you to level up your love life. And I'm your host, relationship coach and author, Zara J. Don't forget to join us in our women's only Facebook group, Captivating Courtship Code, where you're able to continue the discussion, post questions for peer support, and also get free content and resources. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And thanks for listening. Wait, I'm pausing this podcast to tell you to head over right now to CaptivatingCourtship.com/playbook and download your free Captivating Courtship Code playbook. Now, in this playbook, I share with you my signature 6-step Captivating Courtship Code, 3 myths that you want to avoid, and 4 tips to start using right now to level up your love life and the types of relationships that you attract. This is a 100% free guide just for you. So go ahead and head over to CaptivatingCourtship.com/playbook and get yours. Don't forget to tell a friend. Hey, welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code podcast. I'm your host, Zara J, creator of the Captivating Courtship Code, the proven success process to teach women how to go from anxious and uncertain in their love life and develop a game plan and learning how to attract compatible men for commitment in less time. So today we're going to be talking about you getting him to invest more in the relationship so that he's not showing up low value, you don't feel low value, and you actually feel like the prize. So if you feel like this is something that you struggle with and you also are extremely frustrated, you are kind of hopeless when it comes to men actually doing what needs to be done, or you feel as though men aren't serious, they're not looking for a commitment, they're emotionally unavailable, you have all these negative mindsets when it comes to men showing up, being consistent, pursuing you, building the relationship, being in their masculine energy, then this is going to be the episode for you. So if you can relate to any of that, definitely wounded princess energy coming through. But most importantly, what we need to focus on is the fact that you're probably in a space where you're feeling a lot of push and pull or hot and cold situations with men. So what I often see, especially with women who have the trophy pattern, if you don't know what your passion attraction prototypes are, go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/getPAP, go download the workshop, the mini course, actually, it's more like a mini course. Go download that mini course and go discover your patterns, get the roadmap so that you know what key things you need to focus on when it comes to transforming your love life. An amazing workshop. It's my signature passion attraction prototypes. I'm the only one who has created these. These are my signature trademarked patterns. Okay. My trademark patterns and prototypes that I was able to create through my years of matchmaking. So very, very useful, amazing information. Definitely give you some immediate clarity on your love life. But a lot of times with those who have the trophy pattern, particularly, which I work with a lot of women who have the trophy pattern. That's one of the major prototypes that I tend to work with. The trophy pattern, the love me pattern are definitely the top two that I tend to work with in coaching. But for those who have this pattern type, typically, they get into a space where the men are showing up, the men are showing interest, they're attracted to them, they're intrigued. Like the men start off actually pursuing, and then after a couple of weeks, or maybe even somewhere around the first 3 months, then all of a sudden, when they start showing interest, the men start to pull back and stop being serious. And this usually can happen anywhere between the first couple of days of getting to know a man, anywhere up into the first 3 months. This is often the pattern, or I'm going to say not just the first 120 days. I'll say that because sometimes it can start happening in triggers around month 4 as well, depending on if the situation is long distance or how long they've been courting. But this often happens.
So you're feeling a lot of hot and cold, a lot of push and pull. So you're probably looking at blogs or YouTube or trying to figure out how to get this man's attention, how to get him to start investing back in the relationship, how to get him to start pursuing you again, all of these things, because you notice that there's this gap in the relationship. And when that happens, what most women start to do is they start to try to fill that gap. So they start calling more and texting more, trying to plan, trying to strategize, trying to move the relationship forward. And these are all really low value behaviors that are actually going to get you less of what you want. And he's typically not going to start stepping up and moving the relationship along. He usually starts drifting even more. So the problem with this push and pull and this hot and cold behavior and what you're experiencing and how you start to try to fill the gap is that you're putting these men on pedestals. Trophy chasers typically end up putting men on pedestals and putting the relationship, the idea of getting married, the idea of commitment, the idea of being in a lasting partnership, they really place that on a pedestal subconsciously and don't even realize oftentimes that they're doing it. But as soon as you start putting this relationship on a pedestal, you start feeling extremely anxious, you start showing up clingy or needy, you might even start finding yourself to be very emotionally reactive, where you really start trying to push and move the relationship along. And this is completely inauthentic, very low value, and it's more of your masculine energy because you're being very strategic. So then you start playing games like, I'm not going to initiate contact first. I'm not going to reach out to him first. He's going to have to chase me and all of these things, which actually only makes you feel worse. It doesn't make you feel any more desirable. It doesn't get you more of what you want. And the reality is that because so many people have put their relationship strategies on social media, that men have caught on. Men know that you're not initiating contact. They know that you're not, you're waiting for them to come and chase you. You're waiting for them to do all the work. And a lot of men really detest that. And even some men who are quality, who are high value men, they don't like it. They know that it's fake. They know it's inauthentic, and they look at it as game playing. So this is all counterproductive. This is all working against you. It's not getting you more of what you want. What you really want is for him to show up more, for him to invest more in a relationship, and for him to be in his masculine energy so that he's moving the relationship along. So instead, what you have to work on is really learning how to allow yourself to be pursued and to create presence by inspiring connection through positive experiences and being in your positive feminine value so that you are communicating with him from your heart. Okay, let me repeat that for you again. You need to allow yourself to be pursued, and you need to inspire connection by being present with positive experiences and using quality feminine communication in order to communicate with him from your heart. So let's talk about this a little bit more. So some things that you may be experiencing, if you're in this space, if you're feeling like he's not investing in you, he's not pursuing you, he's not moving the relationship forward, is that one, you've probably gotten lost in text land. I see this a lot, especially when I first started working with women in coaching. They spend way too much time in text land with a man. I don't care if it's phone text messages, social media inboxes, online dating site messages, but you're spending way too much time in text land. And because texting is already, now I'm not going to completely knock texting. I'm not going to completely knock it because I don't think it's as low value as sometimes women can internalize it. And I understand why. And I completely don't feel as though it's the best mode of communication. I absolutely do not think that. But it, depending on the man's schedule, and if he's a busy guy and he has a lot of juggling, then sometimes they will communicate more through text. It doesn't mean that you have to accept that. It doesn't mean that that has to be the main mode of communication for you. But it's not uncommon, especially when you're dealing with men who are under 40. Okay. However, You do not want to get lost in text land where this man is texting you more than he's calling you. He's texting you more than he's videoing you. He's texting you more than he's actually trying to see you, especially if he lives locally. If someone lives in your same city, your same state, if they are not making much of an effort to pick up the phone and actually get on the phone with you, then that's very low investment. And you want to make sure that you're setting boundaries around that and that you're not just getting lost in text land and just being his text buddy, okay? Now, the next thing that you need to look out for, you need to think about is this man showing up in his providing energy? Now, providing doesn't have anything to do with finances, even though that is like a symptom of it, right? Him spending money or gifting or taking you out or doing anything like that. Because if a man values his income and he values money, then he's going to be strategic about what he spends it on. So now if the man just has an abundance of it, that doesn't necessarily indicate that. And I think that's important to point out because especially with these faux femininity strategies that you're seeing a lot on YouTube and on social media about how to, you know, get a man to spend money on you or how to be feminine, it's all about a man doing things for you. The man has an abundance of money. Him buying you something, taking you somewhere, it's not going to be as significant to him. I'm not saying that it doesn't matter, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't get it or, you know, value it. Girl, get all that you can. 100% absolutely go for it. I'm in your corner. But understand that if a man makes really good money or if he has money that's disposable, him spending money is not going to be as significant, okay? However, his providing energy is going to give you an indication of how serious he is about you and him pursuing you. So is he making an effort to show up for you, to look out for you, to make sure that he is being helpful, that he's doing things for you? You know, is he moving the relationship along? Is he, even if it's long distance, is he planning trips? Is he spending money on trips? Is he, you know, setting dates? Is he just doing things to show you that he's taking care of you and that he's capable of looking out for you? And if you're not getting him to do that, or if you're not creating the connection and experience with that, then it's a sign that he may not be as interested or as invested. And that's not what you want. When a man is in a space of valuing you, when he's serious about the relationship, he's serious about getting to know you, he has a real interest and his heart is starting to be connected to you, he's going to be his masculine provider. Energy. Now, the next thing that I want you to really think about this, and this is the problem that so many women have during courtship. Ooh, it's like boiling my blood right now just even thinking about it, because I see it all the time, especially with women who tend to be people pleasers, women who are trophy chasers and women who are love me patterns tend to, and toxics, and my toxics, they tend to be in this space often when it comes to courtship. But if you fall into a space where you find yourself being super, super anxious because you are scared to lose him, if you say how you feel or you speak about what you want, if you express what you want in a relationship or what you desire, or you're scared to speak about what you want or what you desire, or you're scared that if you make the wrong move or you do the wrong thing that you're going to lose him and you're never going to talk to him again, if you're in that space of fear and anxiety, you're definitely not going to be able to get him to invest in you, because you're basically communicating that he's the prize. He's the prize, and all you want to do is get in to keep him. And let me just say this while we're on this topic. Ladies, one thing that I really, really, really need you to do is remove this phrase from your vocabulary. And that phrase is keep a man. Keep a man. Okay. I need you to remove that phrase from your vocabulary. It's a phrase that men use to shame women, that women use to shame women. The whole idea of trying to keep a man, right? And don't get me wrong, sometimes in coaching or in this podcast, you may hear, not really in coaching, but sometimes in this podcast, you may hear me say things like get or keep his attention. So you will hear me say that, but getting or keeping someone's attention versus trying to keep a man, very different things. And I want you to remove that phrase and that belief from your mindset because it's extremely, extremely outdated. I just saw an article recently about Lisa Ray saying that Halle Berry can't keep a man or something of that extent. Or I don't even know if it, maybe I'm confusing articles, but someone said that Halle Berry can't keep a man. I watch a lot of Housewives, a lot of reality shows. I love Housewives reality shows. But I remember on Potomac, Monique was saying that Giselle can't keep a man, right? And that is a really disempowering phrase. It's a very outdated phrase. It's a very low value phrase. And even though you want to be a woman who values relationships, you value commitment, you value connection, but the idea of you having to keep a man puts him on a pedestal. And it puts you in a place of saying that your value as a woman is based upon you having a man in your life. And if you already have that belief and you already are in a space of needing that level of validation, then you're already just starting on the wrong foot. You're already starting from a place of being low value, of feeling as though you have no power in a relationship or as though you need a lot of external validation in order to prove your worth as a woman. And that terminology, that phrase is really outdated because there was a time where a woman's survival was based upon her ability to keep a man. A woman's, you know, her future, her children, all of that was all in the hands of her being able to keep a man. But we don't live in those times anymore. We don't live in those times anymore. So even though you should be a woman who, I'm not going to say should, let me take that back. Even though it's beneficial to be a woman who values relationships, who values men, who values commitment, who values connections, all of these things, values marriage, right? Values partnership. All of those things are wonderful, but you don't have to shame yourself and you shouldn't shame other women about them, quote unquote, keeping a man. Because what if that woman also wants to be kept? What if that woman wants to be in a place where she doesn't have to try to keep a man? She wants a man who is aligned with her and a man who wants to be there. So that is the mindset. That is the energy that sets you up to be highly attractive, highly desirable, and highly sought after because you're not trying to keep him. You are focused on someone who compliments you, on someone who aligns with you, and someone who wants to be in your life. You are focusing on being a woman who gets kept. And that's a very, very different energy. So I hope that this was helpful for you, and I hope that you are learning and understanding some of the mindset shifts and some of the actions that you need to shift if you are in a space of feeling like men don't invest in you. You really, really have to get into the space of allowing yourself to be pursued so that you stop trying to do all of the work and focus more on being in your feminine, focus more on being a better communicator, an effective communicator, not just an articulate communicator, being in a space where you are inspiring connection and really connecting with that man's heart that's going to motivate and inspire his masculine energy, okay? So have a wonderful, wonderful week, ladies. Can't wait to speak with you on the next episode. Talk to you soon. Hey, it's Zara J, host of the Courtship Code podcast and creator of the Captivating Courtship Code, which is my proven six-step process to teach women how to magnetize their love life, show up feminine and high value, and attract more compatible partners in less time and with less effort. And I'm sharing with you in this Passion Attraction Prototype Workshop my signature 8
passion attraction prototypes that I discovered over my years of matchmaking and relationship coaching singles from around the world. Now, when you watch this workshop, you're going to gain so much understanding about why you've been feeling emotionally wounded and frustrated when it comes to your love life, and why you've been in these repeat cycles of attracting the same types of partners or the same types of experiences. In this 40-minute workshop, you're going to discover exactly what passion attraction prototypes you have. And most people are a combination between 1 to 3 different prototypes. So this way you can stop wondering and Googling and YouTubing, trying to figure out why you've been experiencing certain things, why you keep going through the same types of relationships. This is going to answer those questions right now. You're also going to save a ton of money, right? Because therapy, coaching, matchmaking, let's be real, those are major investments, rightfully so. But for just $47, you can go ahead and start transforming your love life and get some information on key areas for you to shift specific to your prototypes. You're also going to finally be able to feel understood, to feel seen, to see exactly what it is that you're going through, which is just going to be able to give you a sense of relief and belief again in love. And I need you to restore your love life this year. So go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/getPAP and get the Passion Attraction Prototype Workshop. As a bonus, I also threw in there the Passion Attraction Prototype Planner, which is a 30-day planner that has journaling prompts so you can start getting some clarity and insight on how to move forward. You're also going to get access to the Captivating Courtship Code mini audio course, which breaks down the 6 steps of the Captivating Courtship Code. All of this for just $47. So go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/getPAP and get the workshop now. If you've enjoyed this episode, then make sure you share it with family, friends, or any of your peers who may benefit from listening to the Courtship Code podcast. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you level up your love life. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And until then, stay on code.